Happy Tuesday and welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. My name's Jeremy. I'm here with my co-host for the week. Can you tell everybody your name?
William Henry Parker.
William Henry Parker, WHP. Does anybody ever call you Henry?
Like that?
Yeah. My middle name is Jeremy. I go by my middle name, but I can't imagine if people called you Henry. Like if that was your name, you just don't strike me as a Henry. You strike me as not a Willie either, but a Will or a William. Yeah, not Willie or Henry. But anyway, this week we're answering this question. Have you sinned? And of course, the answer is yes. I have disobeyed God. Everyone has disobeyed God. But you know, the problem, we're going to talk about this today, Will, is sometimes kids don't understand that they're a sinner. You know, they have a hard time realizing that they've done things wrong. You know, we all feel like we're good people. And we think that means that we're okay with God. But the truth is, we all have disobeyed God. We've all done something wrong. And before a kid can understand that they need a savior, they need to understand that they've sinned. And that's why they need a savior. So we're going to talk about that some more after this hilarious, ridiculous joke of the day.
Hey, Pastor Jeremy, what did the police officer say to his belly button?
I don't know, Will. What did the police officer say to his belly button? Oh, I get it. You're under a vest. Wake up, kid. This is Jeremy, and this week we're talking about the fact that you're a sinner, not just you, but the person riding in the car with you right now, or the person sitting in the room with you right now, or every person you spent time with at school today, or the people who live in your house, or every person you've ever met. All humans are sinner. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20 says, there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. In other words, every person on earth sins. It's very important. And sometimes it can be hard to get a kid to understand this, that they have done things wrong. They have sinned. But Romans chapter 2 says that it's inside of us. It's in our heart. It's in our mind. We know that some things are evil and wrong. You know that it's wrong to tell a lie. You know that it's wrong to take something that's not yours. You can feel it in your heart, know it in your mind. When you get angry and you try to hurt somebody, that's a wrong thing. And the God who created the universe and created you says not to do that. And even if you knew he said that or not, if you knew it was written in his word or not, it's still wrong. And every sin deserves a punishment from God that should last forever. So if you've done these wrong things, and you have, we all have, we deserve to be punished forever because of them. Now, it's very important to me that every person listening to this understands that we are all sinners. But it's just as important, maybe even more important, yes, definitely more important, that you understand that even though you're a sinner, the God who created you loves you. The God who created you and gave you rules that you broke, he loves you so much that instead of you being punished forever, he wants you to be adopted and rescued into his family. That's why he sent his son Jesus to live a perfect life. He never messed up, so he didn't deserve to be punished, but he took the punishment you deserve on the cross so that if you'll turn away from your sin, put your trust in him, you'll be adopted into his family forever. You'll be rescued. You'll still not be perfect. You still will mess up. You'll still struggle with sin, but you'll be rescued from the punishment of that sin, the consequences that you deserve. You can be rescued. But first, you have to understand, yes, you are a sinner who deserves to be punished. Let's talk about that some more tomorrow. Thanks. Have a good day.